You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What do you think about host a post? Asking people to post for you on their wall. What I don't like is me asking someone for something where they don't get anything in return. So I don't like that. So a lot of people, they used to, less people do it now, but you know, people will message people and be like, hey, like my page. Why? Why should I like your page? What's in it for me? So anything that is not taking into consideration what's in it for me is not a good idea. Now, there's two possible problems with what you're saying. And so if I'm going to someone and saying, please, man, I helped you move in college. I baked you brownies. You're my friend. You're supposed to support me. That's how some network marketers operate. You're my friend. You're supposed to support me. And they think they're going to build a business that way. It's nuts. It's crazy. Stop it. Please stop. Stop harming the network marketing profession by expecting your friends to support you. Why should they support you? If your product has something for them, that's when they should buy your product, not because they're shackled as your friend. Ah, crap, I'm their friend. I guess I gotta buy. Oh, wish we weren't friends. Don't make your friends wish they weren't friends with you. And so any action where you're going to someone and you're asking for something that you get that they don't get, and they don't get any return. So if I say, hey man, you please come on, post on your wall, you're my friend. And they don't get anything out of it. Now, if you're doing some kind of swap, hey, tell you what, I got some samples of my product, right? Got them in these little dime bags. I got the sample of my product. If you post on your wall, I'll give you one of these samples. Okay. There's still one problem left, but what's in it for them? A sample. All right, cool. And Kayla, so Kayla says, when I get my nails done, I ask them to post. So me personally, I would still ask what's in it for them. And you might say, well, I get my nails done. Well, you were getting your nails done anyway, right? Are you gonna tip them a little bit more? Say, hey, tell you what, I'll tip you a little bit more if you're willing to post. Okay, then something is for them. But to be entitled, hey, you cut my nails. I paid you to cut my nails. Least you could do is post. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't like that. So if someone is doing their job, you know, they waited on you and you happen to eat at that restaurant, do they owe you a post? They don't owe you shit. And so I'm just very much about what's in it for them. So like when we go to our audience, so let me give an example. About a little bit over 6 months ago, one of my good buddies passed away and left behind family, wife, kids, and everything. And we wanted to raise some money for him. And so we had helped him out throughout the years, but we wanted to raise some money for him. And so instead of just coming up with a sad story, we decided, you know what? What if we gave some value to people if they donated? And so him and I had created a course, me and Mark Overson. And so we took that course and we went to our email list and we said, hey guys, we're looking to raise money for this family. 100% of what you buy goes to this family. If you're willing to give this amount, then you'll also get this course. And so in 24 hours, we raised $80,000. And wired that off to the family. Now, I wouldn't have felt right. I really wouldn't have. If I just go and I said, hey guys, here's this really sad story. Could you please donate? Like, I realize people do that all day long, but I just, like, if I'm asking for something that doesn't help them, then like, okay, where's my thinking wrong? Where am I not being creative here? And so if they get something for posting, fine. Now, the other case here is, what are you posting? So problem number one is, if you're asking them to do something and they get no benefit, I don't like that. And I hate that energy in network marketing. Hate it. Okay. Now, if they're getting something, they're getting a sample, they're getting 20% off, they're getting buy one, get one, they're getting a bracelet, they're getting a, you know, you're going to do their nails, right? Okay, fine. But if they don't get anything for posting, anything over and above what they normally would get from you if they're doing a service for you or whatever, then I don't like that energy in network marketing. So that's number one. Number two is, what are you posting? So we covered this very thoroughly in our 14-day challenge. And we just talked about how amateurs market what it is, okay? Whereas people who understand marketing, they market what it does or what it solves, okay? And so I doubt someone would propagate the host to post kind of approach where people aren't getting anything, would have the marketing knowledge to know what to even share if they got a host to post. So most people are gonna, I'm grabbing one of my old bottles here, man. This is from 2007. Most people are gonna say, hey, can you host a post? And they'll post, my friend has a juice that is fantastic. She is in this company and it has this stuff in it and you should totally buy it. And here is the link. Sorry, I fell asleep there during my marketing pitch. Sorry. And that's what it is. It's grapity grape. It's this much money. It's got diophatoxy triennials in it. It's got pycnogenol in it. Fell asleep again. Versus what it does. So if you're going to host a post, I would suggest, what's in it for them? Why should they do it? And you can't force them to do it. You know, what's something that would entice them to say, I would trade posting something for you for that thing? Okay, no problem. Okay. But you want to post, if you want to be effective, what it does or what it solves. And so what it does is, so let's say, we'll just use a common one, weight loss. So instead of saying, my friend is in naturally awesome weight loss company, and you can buy their stuff here. You should totes buy it. Sorry. God, I keep falling asleep, man. These lame marketing pitches. So instead, they should say, hey, ladies, are you looking to get rid of that holiday weight? Are you looking to get in bikini shape and it's not even the summer? Well, my friend has an amazing solution for you and she's extremely knowledgeable. Feel free to reach out to her. Right? You don't even have to say they're extremely knowledgeable, but you could say, she has an amazing solution that could really help you out. Feel free to reach out to her. Here's her connection. See, that's much better marketing than here's my stupid link that people aren't ready to buy anyway, that people don't care what ingredients it is or what company name it is. And so if you want actually results, then focus on what it does or what it solves. Okay. Hope that helps. There you go. But yes, if they don't get anything, definitely. Well, there's two elements. Just you asking for something. Hey, could you let me blah, blah, blah. You know, and they don't get anything in return. That's spammy. And then if you post, here's the link to the Blamo company and here's the sign up page that no one's going to click, right? Then that is lame too. And that's also spammy. So hope that helps you out. I'm not saying not to do it, but I would just say, what's in it for them? Do they get a calendar? Do they get a Lee press-on nails? Do they get an extra toothbrush? And then what do you post, what it does or what it solves? Does it solve pain? Does it solve low energy, low confidence, bad hair days? What does it solve? What does it do? Not what it is. And don't have a link there because Facebook doesn't like that anyway. Create conversations, okay?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.